USA versus United States. Okay, Mr. Rucker.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court. My name is Randy Rucker, and I am here on behalf of Plaintiff Appellant Home Depot. I have counsel from Home Depot here with me, Mr. Joel Rogers, and my partner, Kathy Murphy. We're here on a tariff classification appeal, Your Honors, and we're here to talk about a product that we call doorknobs. I brought a demonstrative exhibit.
Which might also be called locks, right?
Yes. So we acknowledge that some folks may call a doorknob a lock. It's primarily focused on the functionality. Okay? So what we've done is, pardon the pun, tried to key in on the primary issues in this case. We say this case is about doorknobs and whether doorknobs are classifiable as doorknobs or key-operated locks. This is the language that you'll find in Heading 8301. Heading 8302 doesn't include the word doorknobs, but if you look to the explanatory notes of 8302, that's the place you'll find the word doorknobs. It doesn't appear in any other explanatory note or language of the tariff. Is a doorknob, or is it a lock? Your Honor just identified that interpretation. Well, it's not enough to say it's a lock. It has to be a key-operated lock to fall in Heading 83.
Well, yours are key-operated locks, right?
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Your product is key-operated, isn't it?
No, it's not.
What does that mean?
And that's
the
distinction.
Because it doesn't throw the bolt?
That's correct, Your Honor. So that's why I think this demonstrative exhibit is so
important. So I understand, though, for your merchandise, you need a key in order to lock or unlock the doorknob.
No,
right?
You don't.
You don't need
a
key.
If you turn around and you look at these.
To unlock it from the outside, you need a key.
To operate the locking mechanism from the outside.
To unlock it.
If it's
locked. If I walk up to the door and I say, what am I going to do with this key? I'm going to unlock the lock, right?
That's correct. You're going to put it in the unlocked state.
Right.
It's not operating the doorknob mechanism.
Okay. Well,
and that's the distinction, Your Honor. It's a key distinction here that is important. The functionality that's relevant here relates to the tariff language. And the tariff language is key operated lock. There are a variety of indicators that help us differentiate between 8301 and 8302 because they both cover door fasteners.
So if we reject your contention that key operated means that it has to throw a bolt, then it's a key operated lock, right?
If you reject the contention that it has to throw the bolt, then yes, that's correct. And that's what the lower court interpreted. They created additional ambiguity in the tariff rather than clarifying the specific language that exists between 8301 and 8302. They didn't do their job.
I don't understand your answer to Judge Dyke's question because I thought your position was that while you think that this is not the lock in your product is not a key operated lock, that nonetheless the doorknob even though it has perhaps a key-operated lock in it, is nonetheless a doorknob that simply incidentally happens to have a lock in it. And it therefore is under 8302, not 8301.
No, that's correct, Your Honor.
Well, so, but the answer you just gave to Judge Dyke, I think perhaps I misunderstood.
And
but
maybe
I thought
I
you were saying if you lose on key-operated lock, that is to say if we conclude that your product has a key-operated lock, then 8301 applies.
Okay. My apologies, Your Honor. What I should have said is, and I thought you had said, if you determine our product is a key-operated lock, it goes in 8301. That's right. What I thought your question was. Yes, we lose on that. If you determine it's a key-operated lock.
If it is a key-operated lock, as opposed to having a key-operated lock within the doorknob.
Correct.
Which you would say, nonetheless, fits within 8302.
Correct.
If I understand.
All right. Yes, so that, very well put, Your Honor, and thank you for that clarification.
But if I could clarify further, you would still contend, of course, your merchandise fits under 8302, but would you also be agreeing then that it also fits under 8301? And so therefore, we would have to move on to GRI 3?
Right. Then that's a great point, Your Honor. So to get to 8301 for our product, you have to go to GRI 3.
But just to understand what I think you agreed in part with Judge Dyke's question, you would agree that if we see that there that your merchandise has a key-operated lock, that you would agree that it fits under 8301, but nevertheless, it also fits under 8302. Is that what you're saying? Or do you have some other argument against why the merchandise does not fit under 8301?
Well, there's several, actually, there's many arguments why it wouldn't fit under 8301. As I mentioned, you've got to distinguish between the fasteners that go in 8301, the door fasteners, 8301 and 8302. 8301 only covers these types of door fasteners, okay? And we talked about that. He throws the bolt.
Well, but that's
your position.
You're back to the key-operated lock argument.
Yes.
We're predicating this question, and I think all three of our questions were predicated on the notion that perhaps we don't agree with you, that your product does not have a key-operated lock.
Right.
If we so conclude, the question is there any argument that this should not be treated as a composite?
Well, I think to get to 8301, you've got to consider it as a composite. It's got the keyed cylinder, but you look at these other products, they don't. They're all the same. They're the same basic form, function, and use. That's what you need to look at. Do they have the form, function, and use of a doorknob? Yes, every one of them does. You add a keyed cylinder, and it's this simple component. I brought one with me just to make sure I remind myself what we're talking about. We're talking about locking cylinders added to a doorknob. To Your Honor's point, that becomes GRI 3.
How does that fit within 8302?
It fits within 8302.
Because 8302 seems to be talking about doorknobs separate from locks.
Well, that's an interesting point, Your Honor. We already have precedent from the Canadian International Trade Tribunal that says that's not the case. And that's persuasive precedent here.
Well,
we acknowledge it's not binding. We acknowledge, but it's persuasive international precedent
so
on
point.
Put
that aside. Put that aside.
Okay.
Why isn't 8302 talking about doorknobs that are parts of locks rather than locks that include doorknobs?
Well, it may be talking about both, Your Honor. I don't think there's a distinction in the explanatory notes that gets you to the point to say it's just doorknobs. And let's take it a step further. The doorknobs themselves are
but
just
there's
components.
No suggestion in the explanatory note, is there, that they're talking about the complete assembly of the doorknob and the lock?
Well, they talk about latches. A doorknob's a latch. By primary function, design, and use, it's a door latch. Latches are covered specifically in the 8302 ENs, but the lower court failed to acknowledge that. Not only that, as we point out, a definition of latch exists, several definitions that say a latch is a doorknob that has a key operation on one side and a locking mechanism on the other. By definition, then our product falls in 8302 as a latch, not addressed by the lower court. That's addressed in the Weiser case.
So you're not contending it falls under the doorknob thing because it has a latch. You're
well, Your Honor, there's no dispute in this case.
It has a lock.
The doorknobs fall.
Wait. You can't interrupt, okay?
I apologize.
You're not contending that it falls within 8302 because it's a doorknob with a lock. You're saying it falls within the definition of latch?
What I'm saying is it's a doorknob, and there's no dispute that doorknobs are classified in 8302. You can ask defendant's counsel. He'll acknowledge that. Passage version or passage function, privacy function, there's no dispute that they fall in clearly within 8302.
Well, entry but if function it were a doorknob with what you would concede was a key-operated bolt, then it would not fall within 8302, correct?
A key-operated bolt is specifically excluded.
Well, if it's a doorknob with a key-operated bolt.
There's no such thing, Your Honor.
Well, but suppose I invented one tomorrow.
Okay.
Then so that I could open the and lock the door with the key and it would throw a bolt.
Yes.
That would not be within 8302, I take it.
That's correct. And I have to apologize. I misspoke, Your Honor. Right. There are products like that. In fact, our expert testified to that.
I thought so.
Yeah. There are types of doorknobs where the key will move the bolt. That's not what is at issue here. And you picked up on
so
exactly what the distinction is.
That would not be within 8302, then?
No, they would not, because the key would move the bolt. If you look at
but
the
it
context,
seems to me that we're coming back to the throwing the bolt as being the key distinction here.
Yes, and it is, Your Honor, and I accept your pun. I'm a little keyed up about this. This is what the key does. It just moves and activates or deactivates the locking mechanism. If you lost the key, the doorknob still works. Many people have a doorknob on their door where they've lost the key. Do they throw away the doorknob? No, it still functions. It still latches the door. That's its primary design, function, and use. That's it. A deadbolt, you don't have the same luxury. If you lost the key for this double-keyed deadbolt, guess what? Useless. Does not lock anything. That's the distinction. Meade tells us, Your Honor, from this very court, we have to differentiate with a fine point here. 8301 has limiting language. Key-operated locks. Not all locks. Call our product a lock if you like. Locks can go in 8302 as well.
Suppose I have a lock that is an electronic-driven lock, and I have a key. And I stick the key in, I twist the key, and instead of the key itself physically turning the bolt, the key touches an electronic contact which throws a solenoid that throws the bolt. Is that a key-operated lock?
Your Honor, that's a very technical question.
Well,
now,
but it's important
this
to me because I really am trying to get a handle on what your concept of a key-operated lock is.
Right. So that, unfortunately, is beyond the scope of this case. We don't have any electronic locks. Personally, I don't understand how an electronic lock works. If that were before the court, then the same analysis that we're talking about here, where the electronic has to throw the bolt, would be an interpretation. Because we recognize that there's other adjectives in the parenthetical that follows or that precedes the term lock. Okay? Combination, electronic. So presuming that it's an electronic lock, the electronics would have to throw the bolt, propel, withdraw the bolt, just like the key does. If it was a combination, it would be the same thing. Think about a gym lock or padlock. When you twist the numbers, you get to a point where it catches, and you turn the combination dial, and it actually retracts the bolt.
Let me make sure that we're on the same page with respect to one question of terminology. In the accused, or the subject product, the tongue that either comes out and goes through the strike plate or retreats is considered a bolt, correct?
Yes, this is a deadbolt.
Well, I know that's a deadbolt, but looking down at your product, the tongue that comes out is a bolt, right?
A latch bolt.
A latch bolt, but it's nonetheless a bolt.
It is
you use the term?
Because it's not a key-operated bolt. It doesn't operate by
key,
and that's the distinction.
It's a bolt. Right?
A latch bolt. It's different. Deadbolt, key-operated bolt. This is what's referenced
in the deadbolt works, but all right, go ahead.
So I understand what you're saying. Yes, they do both contain the word bolt, but it's not the type of bolt that's referenced in the ENs that's excluded. Okay, a latch has to have a bolt because latch is put in the explanatory notes without the word bolt.
Explanatory note says the bolt is excluded. It doesn't say that the lock without a bolt is excluded.
It says key-operated bolts are excluded. That's the only exclusion.
Yeah.
That's this product. Here's the fine line. Meade tells us. We've got to differentiate with a fine point. This is it.
It's not it's not referring to the product. It's referring to the piece, which is a bolt.
Well, Your Honor, with all due respect, you're not going to have a fastener without a bolt. These are all door fasteners. Some could be an 8302. Some could be an 8301. We've got to distinguish.
What is your understanding of explanatory note D7, where it talks about knobs for doors, including those four locks or latches?
Well, my understanding is that it's expansive to what's covered by 8302, and that it interprets what goes in that heading includes doorknobs.
I need to be a little more specific with my question, I think. What I'm looking for from you is an answer as to what the expression four locks or latches means. Does that mean that it can be used with a lock, or that it contains a lock in the form in which it's sold?
Well, we would consider, we interpret it to be the latter. We acknowledge that the language is not artfully drafted and leaves us with a bit of interpretation. But we have some guidance, the guidance being that there's no question that an entirety of a doorknob goes in 8302. So let's just look at it this way. Let's say it's just parts, for Your Honor's assumption here. Latches are also included. We've got some samples here that show what's in these products. They're mounted here so you can see the operation, because we respectfully assert that the operation is critical. But if you look at what's in here, you've got an interior knob. You've got an exterior knob. 8302 D7 provides for those at a minimum. I think we all would agree. Okay. Now, whether it includes the entirety doorknob, there's an argument. And they disagree. We say it does. Latch mechanism in the middle. That's 8302 D2. Put them all together, you get 8302. It doesn't add up to 8301.
I'm curious. What does it say on the packaging on the front?
Heat entry.
All right.
And I would reference that the lower court identifies that in some instances we reference the term lock with respect to these goods, but it's not the only time we reference any word. In fact, when you look at on the website itself.
So, Mr. Rucker, I think we're out of time here. Okay. We'll give you 2 minutes for rebuttal.
Okay. Thank you, Your Honor.
May it please the court. With me is Mark Matthews from Customs. May it please the court, the trial court correctly classified the imported goods under GRI 1 in totality as keyed locks. They looked at the actual GRI 1, they looked at the headings and the terms of those headings, and they also looked at the heading 8302. Heading 8301 is padlocks and locks, key combination or electrically operated of base metal. And what we have is exactly that. It's a keyed entry lock. The court went into the definition, and that's the common meaning of what the terms in the heading are. And the court found that a lock, using a definition that was offered by Home Depot in their brief, a device for securing a door, gate, lid, drawer, or the like in the position when closed, consisting of a bolt or system of bolts propelled and withdrawn by a mechanism operated by a key, dial, etc. So what we have is the entry lock, when it's locked and on the outside, it uses a key to operate the lock. The court said, well, let's take a look at what operate is. And operate means to perform a function or to produce an appropriate effect. So the key is having an effect. The key has the effect of unlocking that knob, which when you turn the knob, retracts the latch bolt. And that is what a lock is.
It operates in one direction, but not the other, I take it, in the subject product. You can unlock, but you can't lock with the key.
You can lock the – when the door closes, the spring automatically throws the latch bolt into
the – Right, you're not using the key for purposes of locking.
However, you can lock the knob from the outside.
On this product,
yes,
you can lock
from
the outside? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And then you could unlock that knob too and retract – and thereby retract the bolt, the latch bolt.
Okay.
So when you're outside, and these are exterior doors. If you look at the exterior door equipment, if you look at Home Depot's website materials, they say that these are locks, residential locks, exterior door locks, ANSI grade 3, which ANSI grade 3 goes to performance and security, locks. So this is the type you would find on the exterior door. If you don't have the key and the key is locked, you can't get through that door. You can't unlock it without that key.
They don't ever refer to the merchandise as doorknobs?
In certain instances, they likely do refer to them as doorknobs, but what they are keyed entry locks. And as the package...
Well, I know that's your position, that they are key entry locks. But, you know, the problem I come to is I look at these products, I think about these products, and what I see is some kind of integrated composite good. It's a doorknob with a lock, or it's a lock that also is a doorknob. We have both things going on here, and we have two sides trying to basically negate the one piece that they prefer to ignore, and that's where I'm troubled. The focus I'd like you to talk more about is 8302 and the possibility of these goods also fitting under 8302, especially when we think about the explanatory note 8302D7.
Yes,
I'll start with the CIT said, and the CIT's analysis was quite brief. Some might even say conclusory. So can you build up for me why my instant reaction to reading D7 would encompass doorknobs integrated with locks? Why is that wrong?
Your Honor, to address your point that 8301 does encompass the entirety of this product.
I'm more interested in your thoughts about 8302, specifically how to understand explanatory note 8302D7.
Yes, Your Honor.
And why my instinct that it covers doorknobs integrated with locks is wrong.
Your Honor, 8302 is also an EO nominee provision, base metal mountings, fittings, and similar articles suitable for furniture, doors, staircase, windows. While the court didn't delve into the meaning of these terms, we assume that the court used their common meanings. So, Home Depot is arguing that these fit in within 8302 because they fit in within what the ENs refer to as doorknobs. The doorknob is not the entire reference to what this article is. This article is more than that. And the court went through, per Camelback, to look at whether something has more functionality.
I guess the question is, looking at this explanatory note, and we talked a bit with Mr. Rucker about this, is whether the explanatory note is talking about the importation of knobs that could be used with locks, or whether it's talking about knobs that include locks.
Well, I think as a lower court below noted, D7 can recognizes the fact that knobs can be coming in or imported separately, and they're not associated with what the parent product is. And therefore, the parent product could either just be a knob for a passage lock or passage latch or something else.
But 8302 would cover a knob that's imported separately that could be used with a lock, right?
I'm sorry, can you repeat?
8302, under this explanatory note, would include a doorknob that is imported separately that could be assembled after importation together with a lock.
If it was unrecognizable upon import that it belongs with the parent item that is the lock, then yes.
I'm not sure I understand that. Are you reading, how do you read explanatory note D7? It seems to me that there's one way to read that explanatory note, which says knobs for doors, including those for locks, is to read it as knobs for doors, including those with locks. And the preposition is for, which is a little ambiguous, as Judge Dyke's question indicates. Yeah. But why isn't that fairly read to mean with?
Well, first, the explanatory notes are guidance.
I know.
They don't
but why? Let's get right to the language of that explanatory note. And tell me why that isn't a sensible reading of that explanatory note.
They also don't refer to keyed locks. So first of all, these are knobs.
I'm getting really confused. Could just back up a moment. In answer to my question, that if you imported a doorknob that was separate from the lock, even though it could be used together with the lock, it would be under 8302, correct?
If it's not upon importation, if it's not associated, or if it can't be understood to belong to the lock.
If it's not imported together with the locking mechanism, even though it could be later assembled together with a locking mechanism, it's under 8302, right?
It would be under 8302. If there's nothing on that importation shows that it's to be assembled with a lock, it would be under 8302.
Okay, so there are two possible interpretations of this explanatory note. One is that it's saying a doorknob that's imported separately from the lock is within 8302, even though it could later be assembled together with a lock. Or it could mean that the doorknob with a lock at the time of importation is within 8302. Do you understand the difference between those two?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so which is it? I think that's what we've been focusing on.
It's not that a doorknob with a keyed lock can come in under 8302. A doorknob that is part of a keyed lock is a lock system. As a whole, is in 8301. I'm
lost as to how you want us to understand the words in EN8302D7. How do you want us to think about it? I understand Judge Bryson's proposed conception of the meaning of 8302D7. I don't quite understand yours yet.
Your Honor,
give me an example instead of an abstract definition.
We have been discussing the example of a entry coming in that's just a doorknob that can't be associated with its parent item, and that's what the lower court.
But what does that mean? Can't be associated with its parent item. What does that
mean? If it's not known to be part of a keyed entry lock at the time of importation, that it could be just a passage latch, then it would be in 8302.
So a simple doorknob.
A simple doorknob, yes.
But 8302D7 talks about for locks and latches.
Well, it could also be a simple a privacy lock, which isn't a keyed lock.
No, but it said, I think the problem that you're having trouble addressing is it says, including those for locks or latches. So it seems as though this provision would cover some doorknobs that are used with locks. And I don't quite understand your suggestion that if at the time of importation it looks as though it's later going to be assembled together with a lock, that it's not within 8302. Wouldn't this suggest there are only two meanings? One, either that if the doorknob is imported separately, it's within 8302. If it's imported together with a locking mechanism, it's within 8301. Or alternatively, that even when it includes the locking mechanism, it's within 8302. You don't read it that way.
No, I don't read it that when it includes the locking mechanism.
So what do we make out of the language including those for locks or latches?
Well, I don't think it's any more than what the lower court stated it was, because the ENs in 8302 are guidance, and it's the language of the...
What does the language mean? Why include that language?
Well, we also know that it also includes D2, which says other than key-operated bolts of heading 8301. Which is exactly what the entry locking system is here.
Well, you would like to believe that, but we're not so convinced. That's your position. I understand, of course, that's your position, that these are merely just bolts, and then therefore they're under 8301. But we're back to trying to figure out what this final clause in 8302D7 means. And that's why I'm searching for a definition from you or an example from you so I can clarify in my mind what does the government think this means. It's here for a reason. We all have to answer for it. You have to answer for it. We have to answer for it. We have to have a rational explanation of what this means. I've heard one provided this morning, and that was in the hypothetical presented by Judge Bryson. I'm looking for a second one.
Your Honor, if you're the fact that on importation that the doorknob can come in and it can't be associated with this parent article, that is one understanding of it. The fact that it could come in with
what would an example of that be?
If the importation is just a doorknob coming in and it has a hole, it could be associated with perhaps a passage, a privacy lock, which is not a keyed lock. It would be looked at and classified likely under 8302 because it can't be associated with a parent item being
keyed lock. So if hypothetically the merchandise we have here, the importer broke up the package and just imported the doorknob with a big hole in it, and then the strike plate, latch assembly, and all that, but without the actual locking, interior locking component, then you would say, oh, okay, that's what 8302D7 is trying to cover when you break up the entire set of components and you import the interior locking portion separately from all the other stuff. Then that is what the authors of this were thinking about. Is that your position?
Similarly, but not quite, Your Honor, because I'm not saying that your hypothetical seemed to show that eventually it is associated with it's separated out and will somehow come together later.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying that on importation, it's not known at all because there's no indication that it's going to be put together with a lock or whether it's not going to be, keyed lock.
And that would put it in 8302, in your view?
That when that is looked at that point, and that would probably go into 8302. But once again, these are ENs. These are not...
We understand that point, but we are interested in seeing what this guidance actually tells us. That's the reason we're focusing on this, because this in this whole set of both the tariff and the ENs, this is the most specific information we have before us. So we're trying to pin down exactly what it means. And I'm having trouble figuring out exactly what your position is with respect to that issue. And to say it's this says it's four locks suggests that the good, when it comes in, there's a contemplation that it will be used with a lock, but nonetheless be within 8302. So I'm having trouble when you say, well, if it's not associated with a lock, what does that mean? That's where I'm running aground.
Your Honor, when it says, under the understanding that ENs are guidance.
we have that understanding, trust us.
If we're saying that four locks, then it could be hypothetically for a privacy lock, which is not a keyed lock. So that wouldn't fit in under 8301 at all. But what this item is a keyed entry lock.
In effect, I should read the word, including those four privacy locks, into D7.
That could be one understanding, in addition to the fact that it possibly couldn't be associated with a keyed lock or otherwise when it came in.
Okay.
And so the court also looked at, when it looked at 8302, it said under, does it have more functionality or how is it known in the industry and how is it marketed? And the factors that are in Camelback to see if it has more functionality than what is in 8302. And the court looked at the American ANSI standards 156.2 and looked at what they describe as the entry lock system. And the court noted that it is describing an article that is exactly what this entry lock is.
So why shouldn't we, as in Camelback, view this as a composite and then look to what its essential character is?
As the lower court noted, and correctly, that this locking mechanism has multiple components working together to securely lock the door. So as a whole, it's described in 8301. It's complete. The complete product is described as in 8301.
But it has many of the functions of a doorknob that doesn't have a lock, which is that it secures the door, not lock, but secures the door. It's that it's a device by which you can move the door by pulling it or pushing it. So it has doorknob features. Looks like a doorknob. Why isn't it a composite?
It's not a composite because you can have multiple components, but if they're described in whole by one GRI, then it's under GRI.
I understand
GRI
that,
one.
But why isn't it fair to say that this is not described in whole as a lock because it has all the features that a doorknob has, which is that it can pull the door open, push the door closed, and latch the door
sure.
when it's in an unlocked posture?
Because GRI-1 is an EO nominee, or 8301 is an EO nominee provision for all forms of locks. Now, all forms of locks can include a keyed entry door lock as a form of one form of a lock. There are many other forms of locks, but it describes as a whole this lock, and EO nominee 8301 covers that.
The Canadian Tribunal found that this merchandise is under 8302, right?
Yes, Your Honor.
Can you remind me why it found that it didn't fit within 8301?
Your Honor, I believe the Canadian Tribunal focused on the ENs, and I think that's where the error that they did. They didn't focus on the terms of the headings, and the terms of the headings 8301. And to do a sort of a bottom-up analysis by looking at the ENs before looking at the headings, I think that's the fault of the Canadian Tribunal's decision.
But they also interpreted the ENs differently than the way you did, right?
Correct, Your Honor.
Okay, I think we're out of time.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Kenney.
I ask that it be affirmed. Thank you.
Right. We got that. Mr. Rucker, you have 2 minutes.
Thank you, Your Honors. Well, we certainly covered a lot of ground there, so let me do my best to try to sum up in the limited time I have. One thing I want to correct Defendant's Counsel on is that 8301 is not an AO nominee provision that covers all forms of locks. In fact, that's 8302. 8301 only covers key-operated locks. We have to look at the entirety of the statute to get the context of what these two provisions mean. 8302 is an AO nominee provision just like 8301. We talked a little bit about Camelback and some of the features that you might look at to determine what
your
goes
view in. Is that 8302 covers locks where the key doesn't throw the bolt, right?
Where the key doesn't operate the bolt, correct. Where it propels or retracts the bolt, that's correct. So basically all forms of locks except key-operated locks go in 8302. That's what the language tells us. When we're looking at AO nominee provisions, we need to give meaning to all the terms. There's four terms that are critical here, Your Honors. Key, operated, lock, and let's not forget the word similar in 8302. Two types of doorknobs undisputedly classified in 8302. What's similar? The keyed entry knob. Let's go through the factors real quick. What are the similarities in this adjustum generis analysis? Does it have an interior knob? Yes. Exterior knob? Yes. Latching mechanism? Yes. Locking function that some doorknobs, we already agree, may have? Yes. Is it used to latch or fasten the door? Yes. Does it provide something to grasp and turn to open and close a door and allow a person to go through? Yes. Those are all the functions of doorknobs in the adjustum generis analysis. Our product has every one. No limiting characteristics exist. Our product is classifiable in 8302. To summarize, if you will, Your Honor, both headings cover door fastening. Fastening by door hardware is accomplished by the operation of the bolt. That's why bolt is referenced in the ENs. That's why key operated references the bolt. Only door hardware operated by the key falls in 8301, and that is what operation? The bolt. The lower court got that definition wrong, Your Honors. We respectfully assert that it needs to be corrected.
Just to make sure I understand your position, if we reject your argument with respect to key operated bolt, do you agree that this is a composite?
If you reject our interpretation, yes.
Your and that's interpretation of key-operated bolt.
Yes. All right. Because Gallagher and Asher, we didn't talk about that yet. Gallagher and Asher from the Customs Court in the U.S. says adding a keyed cylinder to a product doesn't change its character. So when we're talking about character, we're talking about boom, no locking cylinder, the boom, locking cylinder. Same product, just a distinction of a minimal nature. Is that significantly in excess? No, it's not. Gallagher and Asher said, hey, gas cap, locking gas cap, still a gas cap.
Okay.
Doorknob?
Thank you, Mr. Rucker.
Okay. If I may, Your Honor, may I just? Okay. Thank you, Your Honors. We respectfully request that you reverse the lower court, grant summary judgment in favor of Home Depot, barring that.
Okay, Mr. Rucker, we're out of time.
Thank you. Thank you, Your Honors.
Thank both counsel. The case is submitted.